I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Egypt squashes everybody at squash, or at least the young women from there do. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The NFL lockout is history, and everybody seems to be ready for some football. How about you?
Oh, I'm ready to go. I mean, I've got a very interesting football team here locally now, much more interesting than it was 2 days ago.
Well, at least in terms of personality/celebrities. Well, tell us a little about that.
Well, first of all, the more mellow of the two acquisitions, wide receiver Chad Ochocinco, last seen riding bulls, and last seen prior to that trying out for professional soccer, is coming to join his old BFF, Bill Belichick. And then they doubled down on the possible insanity by bringing in Albert Haynesworth, who's the least popular person in Washington this side of John Boehner.
This week, there's been some indication that fans are willing to pay more money than ever to attend games. Do you think this is because the lockout made everyone imagine what life would be like without the NFL?
I think that's not an unreasonable supposition. I think, honestly, that a lot of people saw life without football and panicked. The most expensive games, like, according to what is described in the story as a secondary market ticket aggregator,
Scalper.
Excuse me. Again, common sense caught in my throat there for a minute, is the January 1st game with the Giants and the Cowboys. Neither of which teams is particularly good, but they are both national teams, so they both draw a big price.
In college football news, Butch Davis was fired as UNC head football coach this week. Defensive coordinator Everett Withers has been named interim coach. Can we say that the house, or at least the sports wing of the house at UNC, has been thoroughly cleaned?
Well, they also got rid of the athletic director, Dick Bedore. They've cleaned out the Augean stables as best they can. This is a school that is primarily known, and its athletics is primarily financed by its basketball team. I have a feeling that the school will take its time putting its football team back on the rails.
Boise State players have been told they can't wear their blue uniforms at home games this season. Why not?
Because apparently, according to the officials of the Mountain West Conference, who have had very little to do this summer, they're afraid that the Boise State players blend into their blue football field.
Camouflage. They'll disappear. All right, now two pro basketball stories that I will ask you to consider jointly. Number one, basketball-related income and total player compensation each increased by 4.8% in the NBA during the past season. And number two, the players have been locked out by the owners.
Because the previous expense is too high for the owners who have the power to lock out the players, basically.
Simple.
There you go.
Kevin Love of the Minnesota Timberwolves has come up with an excellent way to stay in shape during the lockout, don't you think?
He wants to play beach volleyball, figuring, and not without reason, that it will be more fun to hang around on the beach with bikini-clad fellow athletes than going to Turkey in some smoky hall and sweating and playing basketball. And you have to remember, it's in his blood, because his uncle was a member of the Beach Boys.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. It's got that music sports connection
absolutely
going here on Only a Game. Kobe Bryant is in Istanbul this weekend to explore the possibility of playing for a team there during the NBA lockout. So maybe Kobe and OJ Mayo can earn some bread over there in Turkey.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote that. It wasn't me.
And how happy will the fans in Istanbul be? They'll be Turkish delight.
It just goes on and on. For a while on Wednesday
night.
Only
if we let it.
For a while on Wednesday night, Major League Soccer's All-Stars handled themselves pretty well against Manchester United. And after that game, Man U's Wayne Rooney even said that he thought soccer in the U.S. was getting better. So, you think he was just being polite?
He was being polite. Major League Soccer All-Stars lost 4-0, which might as well, as you know, be 16-0. Of course, again, you've got a real team against an all-star team, Bill, so maybe things are looking up.
Team games do tend to reward people that play together as a team. FIFA, that bastion of respectability, announced this week that the Caribbean soccer officials implicated in a bribery scheme would have 48 hours to explain everything, and if they failed to do so, they would be, quote, subject to a full range of sanctions. So, do you suppose FIFA will be bringing out the soft cushions?
I think they're giving them 48 hours to come up with more money myself. I hate to do that. I hate to do this, but this, another headline. This is from SI.com. FIFA gives last chance to bribery suspects. Last chance to what?
Bribe.
More money. More money.
Ultimate Fighting champ Tito Ortiz had some advice for youngsters this week, Charlie. Now, I'm not sure said youngsters should be taking all their cues from Ultimate Fighting champions, but in this case, they probably should pay attention to Mr. Ortiz, right?
Yes, he dented his Rolls-Royce Phantom because he was texting while driving.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently shed not a few tears over the fender bender. It wasn't going very fast. The damage he's done to his phantom has convinced him that texting and driving is a bad thing to do, kids.
Tiger Woods says that he will play in next week's Bridgestone Invitational. He has not played since May 12th, citing the need to be completely healthy. So look out, Darren Clark, et al.?
No. I'll believe this when I see it. I'll believe he's playing on Sunday when he's playing on Sunday.
An accomplished pro golfer can, of course, make a lot of money whether or not he wins tournaments. And as Dustin Johnson, who came up just short at the 2010 U.S. Open, the 2010 PGA Championship, and the 2011 British Open, has demonstrated, he can also branch out into other lucrative fields.
Yeah, good for him. He's put a T-shirt that says, "What bunker?" on it. He fell out of a playoff at the PGA last year for grounding his club in a bunker because he didn't realize it was a bunker. You remember this? It looked, in fact, like something left behind by a truck that had backed up.
Yeah, exactly. Like a dirt road is what it looked like.
So he's got now a T-shirt that says, "What bunker?" And good for him. I hope he makes a fortune on it.
And finally, Charlie, we have another world record to celebrate. And this one was
set. Sports!
I wondered if I'd even get to the middle of the second sentence. Anyway, this record was set at the home of the last place San Diego Padres, so it was a cinch. It had nothing to do with baseball, right?
Yes, the most dogs in a pet costume parade. 337 dogs showed up dressed in costumes. None of them dressed up, however, as competent Major League Baseball players.
Is this another of those bottomless wells of one-liners you talk about?
I got a million of them, and not all of them are bad.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America and various other books. His story about Adrian Gonzalez grabbed the cover of the Boston Sunday Globe magazine this week, and he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.